Hello again from me, Rob Ormsmott. Good to have you along on A Sure Thing. Now, it's not every week that we have racing on a Monday. This week, we do have an added meeting to the fixtures in November in Cape Town. We are racing at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. It's good to have you along for the preview of a 10-race program that gets underway bright and early at 12:20. So you need to be on with your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries 5 minutes before that at 12:15 on Monday afternoon. You know the drill. Put through your selections. You play the bet slip to put you in line for the 1 million rand jackpot prize that is on offer. 10 races. I don't have a publication as such. I've made lots of notes about the horses that I like, so I'll be sharing my thoughts, sentiments and reasoning with you about who I like in each of the 10 races on the card. And there's no antipost betting available either. That'll only become out late on Saturday afternoon. And that's when you'll be able to check exactly who is fancied and who could be an each-way prospect from the horses that I have given. So let's get straight into the action. I think there's money to be made. A few horses that I really like on the day. So let's work our way through the card and look at the notes that I've made. In race one, maiden plate of a 1,200, 10 runners will face the starter. And yeah, I like number 8, Prairie Dawn. This horse ran a cracker on debut when beaten under 2 lengths by the winner. I went and had a look at this race again. He was slow into stride. He finished off nicely, but was held up at a crucial stage at the 100-meter mark, and but for that, could have finished a whole lot closer. I do think he would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt. Gavin Lorena now steps into the irons, and with natural improvement expected, he should be the one to beat. So I'm going 8 Prairie Dawn to beat number 2 Loving Prog, 7 Splash and Burn, and 1 Rock Around the Clock. Race 2, first leg of the Bipot and open maiden fillies and mares. 9 runners will face the starter at the 1,200. You need to be on by 12:50. I'm going with number 5, Got the Look. She finished 2nd in her last 2 starts over 12:50. In her most recent outing, she was certainly doing her best work in the closing stages, finishing hand over fist in the run to the wire. That form line has held up nicely. The horse that finished behind her in 4th was a horse called Boozy Susie, who has subsequently come out in 1. Good to see Alda De Meyer back on board. She's now having a peak run, so she should be cherry ripe to go one better. I'm going 5 Got the Look. Banker, first leg of the place accumulator. Head of number 3, Ravish Trend. 8, Penny's Choice. And 1, Gimme the Power. On to race number 3. Maiden plate fillies and mares. 13 runners will line up at the 1400 for the opening leg of the place accumulator that jumps at 13:20. Yeah, I'm going with a horse with a very interesting name. Number 4, Cutterquart Quadrat. Hope I've pronounced it correctly. Now, remember this horse running on very nicely on debut when runner-up over 12:50 at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. She was slow into stride, but she was certainly finishing off very nicely in the run to the wire. She certainly would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt, and I do think she will enjoy the step up to 1,400. Any amount of improvement can still be expected, and I do think she can go one better. So I'm going for Cutterquart Quadrat to beat number 13, Miss Sakura, 5, Kibu, and 9, Peaches and Cream. Moving on to race number 4, it's an open maiden. First leg of the pick 6 over 1,400 metres, 15 runners will jump at 13:55. I like the look of number 4, Clark Griswold. This all showed good improvement when third over 12:50 at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. Was running on well in the closing stages that day. The form line of that race was franked by the horse that finished 5th, called Beware, who has subsequently come out and won. He will enjoy the step up to 1,400. More improvement can be expected, and I do think could find himself in the winner's enclosure. So I'm going 4 Clark Griswold to beat 5 Silver of Sunshine, 7 District Master, and 1 Summer Stern. Race number 5 on the program is a Sea Stakes. 9 runners to line up at the 1,400 for leg 1 of Jackpot 1 that jumps at 14:30. I like number 3, Star in Motion. Now, if you look at his form, you'll see he took on much stronger last time out, over 1,200 at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. The form line of that race was also franked by the horse that finished ahead of him in 5th, called Power and Glory, who has subsequently franked the form line. He has been gelded since that run, and I do think that could possibly have done the trick. He also should enjoy the step-up in trip, and from a good draw through of 3, I do think he can make himself and his presence felt in a race of this nature. So I'm going 3 Star in Motion in of 7 Primal Instinct, 5 Give That Man a Bells, and 9 In a Timely Manner. Race 6 on the programme is a Fillies and Mares Class 4. Benchmark 82 over 1600. 9 runners will face the starter, and this, I think, is the best bet on the card. Number 5, Rit Petit. This horse is 2 from 2. She won a debut and then followed it up with an equally impressive win over 1500 at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. She certainly showed a good turn of foot that day. I remember it well when she drew clear in the closing stages. Two horses from that form have come out and won, the third horse Golden Angel and the fourth horse Beach Verse. They have both subsequently franked the form line. She's a filly that's on the up. Further improvement can be expected, and I think she can remain unbeaten. So I'm going 5, Rit Petit, ahead of 8, Viva La Vida, 6, Educator, and 2, Supreme Fate. That takes us on to race number 7, B Stakes, over 1600. 9 runners will line up in leg 1 of Jackpot 2 that jumps at 1540. I like number 5, Industrial Strength, in race 7. This horse finished 2nd in his last 3 starts. Now he renews rivalry with Ment Et Manu. You'll see in his penultimate start, he finished 0.75 lengths behind Ment Et Manu. He's now 4 kilos better off at the weights, and that should be enough to turn the tables. But more importantly, he's fitted with blinkers, and I think that can make the difference. So I'm siding with 5 Industrial Strength to beat number 6 Ment Et Manu, 9 Katsu, 7 Pinot Grigio. In race 8, there are a few hard-knocking individuals that renew rivalry in this D-Stakes over 1,600 metres. 10 runners will face the starter, and I like number 3 Midway from the stable of James Crawford. Louis Courtois does take the ride, a model of consistency. This is the horse. This horse likes to race up handy and was just outrun in his last 2 starts. There's also been 2 winners that have come out of that Miller Strength form line. The 2nd horse, Prince of Tibet, and the 6th horse, Searcher, both have subsequently come out and won. He's also a kilo and a half better off at the weights with Prince of Tibet for a 0.5 length beating, and that should be enough to turn the tables. He's very, very consistent, and I do think if he kicks away at the right time, he'll be hard to peg back. So I'm going 3 Medway to beat 2 Prince of Tibet, 1 Sesame, and 6 Red Coral. Race number 9, we have a scratching here. Number 2 Royal Lithium takes no part. So we have 7 runners for this Class 5 Fillies and Mares Benchmark 70 over 1,200 metres. I'm going with number 5, Match and That. Now, she lost 1 length leaving the start, and I think by losing that 1 length, it cost her from finishing a lot closer because she finished that race off very, very nicely. The horse that finished 2nd that day was horse called Miss William. She subsequently come out and won since then. She takes a drop in class here. I'm not concerned at all about the 62 kilograms, and I do think she should be involved in the finish. I'm going 5 Match That to beat 7 Midnight Lady, 4 Demoria, and 1 Splash of Colour. If all goes according to plan, the 10th and final jumps at 17:30, a sea stakes over 1,200, where 15 runners will face the starter, not an easy end to the day. I'm siding with number 4 Kelp Forest in the last race. Now, he found one just too good on the day last time out. That was over 12:50. Now, the horse that finished right behind him in 3rd that day was a horse called One Liner, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line. Now you can see why I like number 4 Kelp Forest. He's a horse that will be doing his best work late in the closing stages. Good to see Alder de Meyer take the ride, as he will be giving him all the necessary assistance from the saddle, and I do think we'll get a good run for our money from number 4 Kelp Forest to beat number 11 Parrot Trooper. For 3rd, I'm going with number 6 Spirit and number 8 Ridian. That takes care of our preview of racing at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. Now it's Kenilworth on Monday. Racing at Kenilworth on Monday afternoon. Trust you'll enjoy the afternoon. Find the winners. Till next time, from me, Ravon. Cheers for now.